let's bring everybody's spirits up. Read that forecast.
Yeah. I have 56 today in sunshine, 65 tomorrow sunshine, 60s the rest of the week, so we can deal with that.
Gosh, I hate that.
Isn't that unfortunate?
Yeah, darn it anyway. Can't we have more snow? No, don't go there. Don't start saying that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, don't cross that off the list yet.
But. March is one of the biggest snowfall months of the year.
Yeah.
It just is. We've had some giant snowfalls in March and April, so, you know, we're never quite out of the woods yet. We're not to that point yet, but still, I'm liking me some of that forecast. Keep it coming. 21 degrees outside right now on our way to the mid to upper 50s for today and then 60s for much of the rest of the week. You're welcome. We had everything to do with that.
Yeah.
We'll just take all the credit, huh? Brett's not in with us here this morning as we get started today, but he would like you to hear about this from Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, we're getting to that time of the year, aren't we? I heard that forecast, too. Sounded really nice. And the Atlantic Garden Seminar coming up this Saturday. So a lot of folks are starting to do some planning, start to seriously think about the outdoors. Of course, farmers are way ahead of the game on that. But for the rest of us, really starting to turn our focus. Boy, I spent several minutes over the weekend outside, looking out the window. When I wasn't outside, I was looking out the window. Just kind of thinking, I wish it were not quite as windy today.
Yeah.
Would be a little nicer to get out and do some things. So folks starting to think about the outdoors and all that kind of stuff. The folks at Iowa State University Extension, the Horticulture Department, are talking about caring for fruit trees. Did you ever have any fruit trees in the yard when you were growing up?
Yeah, we had a few different places we lived, different kinds.
We had a cherry tree in the backyard. Just one, just a cherry tree.
Yeah.
And, you know, as children, we kind of thought that was pretty cool. As parents and owners of the home, not so sure my folks thought the same.
No.
I grew up in a house that was sided with these white slate shingles.
Hmm.
It was this white slate slate siding. And it was kind of a disaster for a lot of reasons because we were an athletic group of young boys. So every time any kind of a ball would hit one of those shingles, it would shatter and then have to be replaced, and they weren't that easy to find. But I think even more frustrating was every time perhaps like a cherry, for example, might hit one. We found those things to be kind of nice ammunition when we were out in the backyard wanting to play, and I don't think Mom and Dad liked that very much.
So you had a pink house on one side.
Yeah, you know, we did have some shrubs that separated us from the place next door, and those were mulberries, so that didn't work out so well for them either, because you want to talk stains. I don't think there's anything that stains worse than mulberry.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we had the cherry tree in the backyard. It was just a single tree. And as kids, we thought it was pretty cool because, you know, it's a cherry tree in the first place. You can actually eat stuff off of it.
Yeah.
But it also, it grew with a couple of, you know, had the main trunk. It wasn't a very big tree, but it grew with the main trunk and then branched off into two different directions. Great tree for little kids to climb, which, you know, isn't all that good for the tree itself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'd get that stuff on us. But, you know, thinking back, you know, when we were little kids, thinking back about the cherry tree in the backyard, when you're a child, you think that's pretty cool. But now, as an adult, I think back to it and I think, you know, we weren't really paying much attention because we didn't eat many of those cherries off the tree because climbing on it didn't do the tree a lot of good. And, you know, I know there were some years where we did go out and pick cherries instead and take them inside, wash them down, and, you know, not too bad.
Yeah.
They weren't the best eating cherries in the world, mm-hmm. but Yeah, if we're kids and they're fruit, you know, mm-hmm. we're good with it. But then I remember all the ants yeah. and stuff that gets drawn to that as well. And yeah, now I think back about it now and I think, ooh, that mm-hmm. probably should have been a lot more work than it was. Mm-hmm. But we didn't, it was one tree. It's not like we had a grove of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, some folks really love having fruit trees, you know, in their property and love the fruits of the season, I mm-hmm. guess. You know, you get the opportunity to enjoy a fruit crop, whether it's for your family or sharing with friends or perhaps taking it to a garden market somewhere. A lot of folks do that, but it is work. You can't just have a single cherry tree in the backyard and kids playing on it all the time and expect to have good things coming out of it all the time. But pruning fruit trees is an important thing, too, and actually this is the time to be pruning. You know, if you do have those fruit trees in the yard or somewhere on the property, late February into early April is the best time to prune those fruit trees here in Iowa. Pruning should be completed before the fruit trees begin to break bud, before they begin to leaf out in early spring. So summer pruning of fruit trees is generally not recommended. However, water sprouts can be removed in June or July. Those are the rapidly growing shoots that often develop just below a pruning cut. So if you're looking to prune those fruit trees, now is actually the best time to do it without doing any kind of damage. And what about spraying and fertilizing those fruit trees? They talk about when I should spray my fruit trees with a dormant oil spray. And they explain that dormant oil sprays are highly refined petroleum products that are mixed with water and applied to trees and shrubs to control aphids and spider mites and scale. Those dormant oils destroy pests by suffocating them. When applied properly, the thin film of oil plugs the pores through which the mite or the insect breathes. Now, proper timing is critical when using dormant oil sprays. In Iowa, dormant oils should be applied in late March or early April before the trees show signs of breaking dormancy before they bud. Dormant oils applied in early March are not effective as the pests are not actively respiring at this time and therefore they're not vulnerable to the oil's suffocating effects. So dormant oil spray should be applied as close to bud break as possible. So you might be thinking about that right now. Pruning now, good idea. The spraying, probably not for a few weeks yet. Now what about fertilizing the fruit trees? They say it's generally not necessary to fertilize fruit trees here in Iowa. Most of the soils in Iowa are quite fertile and can supply adequate amounts of plant nutrients to the trees. But they do suggest that you check the tree growth to determine whether the fruit trees need fertilization. Non-bearing fruit trees should grow about 15 to 30 inches per year. Bearing trees should produce 8 to 15 inches of new growth, but the actual amount of new growth varies due to differences in varietal vigor. Now, fertilization may be beneficial if the amount of growth is less than normal. So when you're fertilizing fruit trees, they suggest that you select a balanced fertilizer, like a 10-10-10. Apply the fertilizer in early spring before it breaks buds. The recommended rate is 1/10 of a pound of actual nitrogen per year of tree age. A tree age is the number of years since the tree was planted in the home garden. For example, a 5-year-old tree should receive 5/10 or a half a pound of nitrogen. Uniformly broadcast 5 pounds of the 10-10-10 fertilizer in a circular band beginning about 2 to 3 feet from the trunk and extending out slightly beyond the drip line of the tree. 1 pound of actual nitrogen is the maximum for fruit trees that are 10 years of age and older. Now, if the lawn in the vicinity of the fruit trees is fertilized on a regular basis, then there really should be no need to fertilize the trees. The fruit tree roots will absorb nutrients from the lawn fertilizer. Additional fertilizer might just be excessive. So avoid fertilizing in late spring or summer. That may stimulate late summer growth that's more susceptible to winter injury for those trees. And too much fertilizer produces excessive vegetative growth, and that inhibits fruiting as well. So, yeah, you might be thinking about those kinds of things right now, and there might be some other neat tips maybe you could pick up at the garden seminar here this weekend, too, in Atlantic. By the way, if you haven't signed up for that yet, you may want to consider getting yourself organized there and get your friends together, because those seminar sessions do fill up pretty rapidly. We've visited over the last few weeks between this program and LaVon Eblen's program about some of those issues with the spring garden seminar. So if you'd like to know more about that event, you can contact the folks at the Cass County Extension Office, and they would be happy to share more with you about all of those activities. And don't forget, if you do have any questions about any of the things growing outside around you as we get into this important time of the year for all of those things growing in the spring and summer months, There is the ISU Hortline. The Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Horticulturalists have a Hortline. You can call them at 515-294-3108. That's 515-294-3108. Or you can just check them out online. Go to Hortline, Hortline, at iastate.edu. Hortline at iastate.edu. And ask them their questions. That's what they're there for. They enjoy that kind of stuff. They like to be challenged, like to come up with different solutions to the questions that you may have. So check that out if that's of interest to you. And make sure you get off to a good start in the spring. It's a long summer if you don't get off to a good start with a project you were really looking forward to. Hey, I want to listen to this once again from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Ah, spring planting. Doesn't it sound fun? Oh, sounds like a great time of the year. By the way, if you're wondering why we're on so early this morning, that's probably because you didn't set your clocks ahead over the weekend. What's he doing on this morning? Make sure that you double-check all the clocks in your house, your car, the wristwatch, all of those things, and make sure you get those updated as we get into the spring season. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.